Roosevelt African Hall. Akeley's second expedition to Africa was made in 1905 when he collected the elephants for the Fighting Bulls, now perhaps the outstanding group in the Stanley Field Hall of the Field Museum in Chicago. In 1909, Akeley made his third expedition to Africa, this time for the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. Among other things, he collected the animals for the statuesque group of African elephants to be placed in the African Hall of the American Museum. They now stand where they were mounted, awaiting the completion of Akeley's dream, which was the construction of African Hall, proposed by Akeley as a monument to his great friend, our naturalist president, Theodore Roosevelt. In fact, the cow elephant of the group was collected by Roosevelt and the calf by his son Kermit when they were hunting with Akeley. It was on this expedition that Akeley planned more fully his dream of African Hall. On the main floor, the outstanding feature is to be the great elephant group which Akeley called the Alarm. Since the elephant is the largest land animal now living and is a fine example of wild animal life in Africa, it is fitting that the elephant should be the outstanding animal in this hall. There will also be a family group of the black rhino and a similar group of the square-lipped or white rhino. At the sides of these, there will be three large bronze figures of native lion spearmen. These groups will last forever without the protection of glass cases.